Esther in that order. Still muted, Eric.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chair. There was something early on. I couldn't tell if it was part of the motion, but it referenced not taking any action. And then later on, it seemed like maybe 10 sentences later, it references to not approve. And then again, it says something later about a delay of 60 days. That's a head-on collision. There's three different items going on there. One is offsetting the other. One is contradicting the other. The motion is badly flawed. It needs to be reworked and resubmitted.
All right. The motion is the part, is the last part that started with the whereas. Is some of what you're referring to was in a letter that was already sent to the PNB. But okay. I take your point.
Thank you for clarification, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Esther.
Let me just unmute and silent. I wanted to respond to the report, and I noticed that in terms of especially the composition of the people on the committee, they are some of the people who have, I don't know, it's as if I believe that whether it's the budget or relocation or management at the station.
Just understand, we're not here to cast dispersions or the question.
Let me just address some just unfactual information in the report.
Motives.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, unfactual information in the report. It's stated that there are only two parking spaces. We actually have four parking spaces, two inside and two outside. Made the statement that there is no community space. The Festival Center, which many of us are familiar with from the community because we've had many events there. I remember most recently the birthday party or something for Luke Stewart. So there's a massive community space downstairs that we have access to in terms of actually two free uses of it every month. And in addition to that, a low cost use of it for other occasions throughout the month. And this is a massive space that could be for large events, community events instead of renting Bus Boys and Poets, or even the LSB meeting, which I think that they had offered to us already. There was also a misstatement about the production space, the master control, the studio space, the office space are comparable to what we have right now at 1990 K Street. We have a lot of wasted space. We have a lot of rooms filled with like equipment. We have space that we were renting to another entity for a while. We have a large space that is largely unused. So I think that I wanted to make a correct those things because they're not true. And the other things that I've heard said about the space really are, I think, pretty disgusting. There was some comments put out by on our programmer listserv casting aspersions about the fact that this was a faith-based organization that owns the property. The floor that we would be on is actually occupied by the National Domestic Workers Alliance and another organization that works with mentally disabled adults. DC Go-Go is down the hall, down one floor down. There are a lot of community organizations that are using the space that are taking advantage of this opportunity. So I think a lot of number games are being played in terms of what square footage. The fact is that we have a lot of wasted square footage now and that we can operate in a more compact way and have the master control, studios, offices, all there and not pay for wasted space. Thank you. Thank you.
I see you, Vanessa. I'm going to come to Violetta first because I haven't heard from her as much, frankly.
Okay. I just had a question as to whether delaying 60 days, what position will that put us in? will we still have time to make a move? I'm not sure. I remember it was stated that I thought it was later in the year that we have to move by September or July.
Okay. My understanding is that we need to be out. We need to move by the end of September, or is it the end of August?
August.
End of August. My understanding of the agreement with the Festival Center is that we would need to begin paying rent there by June 1.
So would delaying it knock the Festival Center out of the picture there? I guess that's my real question.
Yeah.
It would be murder.
What'd you say, Jerry?
It would be murderous.
Okay.
People were talking about alternatives that had been presented. We, who have been on the ground dealing with this, have heard nothing. There was a supposed offer at 1990 K Street, which is a typo, not anything that existed. This would be murderous to the station right now. I'm sorry. This is a critical move.
Let me just get the specific answer. I hear you, Jerry. Let me get the specific answer to Violetta's question. Would a 60-day delay put the Festival Center out of play?
For us to go back to them and say we can't sign would put the space at risk. We have competitors at this point.
I see.
We
okay.
could lose the space.
Okay. That's good.
And
to
here
know.
We
Thank
are.
You.
At risk.
Yes.
I have one tiny comment. If I were a relocation committee, I would be upset too. I'm sorry about the movement that occurred so rapidly, but it happened to our benefit. I'm sorry. This worked for us.
Okay. I'm going to go to Irene and then back around to Vanessa and Verna and Minerva. Irene, go ahead.
Oh. I'm so glad I was able to hit that unmute on time, did it?
I wait for you.
So
for a few seconds. Anyway.
My concern here is you need to start paying in June for a lease that is not needed until September. That was my first thing. Listening to that, but
what Jerry's saying is that what he's saying is that we would actually it would behoove us to sign well before then, and then we would presumably be able to take occupancy by June 1st.
I have a big concern about the neighborhood for those who come in and out after hours, after dark. Especially with the high crime going on in our city right now. I get the saving, but there are a lot of empty spaces in DC right now. You can stand up on any rooftop and see all of the cranes that are out there in DC. And these are empty spaces. So I'm just saying. I would like to err on the side of the safety of our programmers and parking.
Understood.
I'm not asking for a response.
Go ahead.
I would more than likely err on the side of the safety of our volunteer programmers that come in risking that they're given their time. But they are now risking their safety to come in and provide the best possible service to WPFW possible. My tribute is to these programmers. I don't care about anybody else because they are the ones that make it happen for this station. Seriously. And I need to know that they are in a safe place with enough space. And are able to do what they do when they can do it successfully, because they really make the money for this station. You talking about a pledge, are you talking about a fund drive? What if they don't show up? You ain't getting not a dime. Understand that. If they don't show up, if they don't get on that microphone and say, pledge my show, you're not getting a penny. I'm just okay. saying.
All right. Thank you, Irene. Actually, I want to hear from Wayne Bruce, because I haven't heard from old Wayne Bruce in a minute. And then I'm going to come back around to y'all.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. So I have a few things, concerns. My concerns are, I just heard from Esther saying that we have a lot of wasted space there. And the concern is, so we're moving to a place, proposed move to a place that's 1,200 square feet. And so you're saying we have 3,800 square feet of wasted space. 3,800 square feet, that's kind of hard for me to believe that you have 3,800 square feet of wasted space. Or this would have been discussed and looked at earlier. My second concern is that this move wasn't addressed earlier. And then the third thing is, you don't have a budget for moving. You have not, the station management has not provided a detailed budget on the move. Earlier, I came in and there was talk about Jerry and Mo, and I don't know who else, putting the fiber in and pulling cable. And I've been kind of witnessed another station build their studios. And you pay companies to do that. You really pay companies. I've been involved in studio builds, recording studios, which are different, and some small television studios builds. And you pay companies to do that. That's very hard to do successfully. And like Tony Leon said earlier, who's going to run the station while you are building the station, while you are actually involved in building? So those are my four concerns and questions that I think they were four. I don't know. I get lost, you know, numbers sometimes. I'm better with letters, but instead of numbers. But those are my concerns. I'm very concerned about that. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, let's get all these points out. Vanessa, Verna, Minerva, and Ron.
Okay, so a couple of things. Back to Wayne's point about the cable, which is one of the issues that the letter from the relocation committee did not address. I mean, I think it was an excellent letter and addressed the major points. But another issue is, while we imagine, based on Jerry's representation, that we can do this, Jerry has said we're supposed to be responsible for this for the whole building. So notwithstanding the cost, who negotiated that we got stuck with providing this for the whole building? And what about the liability that we could incur if our hand-built cable installation does some damage to somebody else's business? There's a liability issue as well. The other issue is that Jerry
says,
Jerry said that this happened so fast. It didn't. The time has been squandered. There was this process, if it didn't start a year ago, should have started a year ago. Jerry says that at least there was something that happened at the end of last year that would at least put us 4 months ahead of where we are. If the process had not been so mishandled and the GM went off by himself, completely disregarding the other two members of that relocation committee, which then, when it becomes apparent that this relocation is a mess, an absolute mess, then another relocation committee, you know, formed of about 10 members that represent a broad cross-section of this LSB, had to be formed in an attempt to try to level set this mess. It didn't happen so fast. We've been backed into a corner, just like the budget. The budget was due back in October. We get it today. So we have no choice but to pass it today. We get backed into a corner with the relocation because it's so mishandled that now we're up against a wall. In terms of Jerry claiming that this would be murderous to this 1640 Columbia Road, I don't believe you. I don't. Your word is so unreliable. You promised
all right,
my
hold
document.
It, Vanessa, be careful.
I
we're
don't.
Not, we're
okay.
Not being
all right.
Personal.
All right. Okay. I hear you. I hear you, Dennis. I hear you. I hear you. I do. Cool. I don't believe you. There's no provide the proof. Otherwise, there's just Jerry saying, and there's almost nothing that Jerry has said that we can rely on. Nothing.
You can come.
Okay. All right, we're moving on. Let's get all these points out. Vernon.
The reality is we believe it is going to be a comfortable move for the station, and we're realizing a 75% savings in monthly rent.
We understand that, Jerry. Period. I'll give you an opportunity to respond before the final vote. I just want to get all of the comments out at once so we don't keep going back and forth. Vernon. Vern, are you there?
I'm sorry. This is not the golden opportunity that it's being presented as. The Relocation Committee has looked into this extensively. We have engineers. We have architects. We have programmers. You know, this is not, first of all, the square footage per incomparable is only 60 cents. We're getting a fraction of the space that we have at 1990 K Street. We're going to basically be in a closet. Now, we're not going to have room if we have to do a national programming, which we have been called upon to do in the past and set up editing booths and whatnot. We're not going to have room for Live at 5. You know, we're not even going to have room to have a decent community programmers meeting on a regular basis. As you said, we have access to two free spaces a month. What if some of those other people have booked that space during those times? And so we have to pay when we want to use it again. Maybe we need more than two meetings a month. You know, that just really is not, we are reducing this to like a podcast if we do this. It's going backwards. WPFW is supposed to be a community hub. Where is the space? We can't keep running to the Martin Luther King Junior High Library and Busboys and Poets every time we want to get the community together and come in and visit. What happens when we have a pledge drive? Where are those volunteers going to be set up? I mean, there's so much here. Then the parking, four spaces. I don't even know if that accommodates all of the staff at WPFW, and as well as an engineer, a board op. And what if we have guests? Now, I, for one, a programmer, don't want to have to continue to broadcast out of my closet at home. I would like to be able to go back to the station. Now, Jerry says that, you know, this, it's been decided that the business model has changed. Who decided that? This is a radio station, a community station. Nobody decided it was going to change. If you want a nice house, you pay for it. If you want a nice station, you pay for it. Nobody had really been complaining about that. Why was there this rush? As I understand it, we initiated this move. They didn't come to us and say, you have to move. And maybe I'm wrong about that. Please tell me if I am. But it seems like we initiated this move.
Lisa's definitely, yeah.
Our lease is up this year. We could have renewed the lease. So it's not a great deal. And also, Irene makes a good point about the crime. The crime is up in Adams Morgan. The last time we were in Adams Morgan, our general manager was assaulted. Tony Regusters. He was assaulted on the streets of Adams Morgan. So, and we have female programmers that have shows in the early morning and night. And you talk about hiring some security, but that's all very vague. I don't know if these security people are going to walk people to their cars or that, you know, and protect them that way. So, I mean, this really, and yes, we are backed up against a time frame. However, we have already identified realtors who are going to help us get another building. And if we act expeditiously, we can get this done. We do not need to violate the mission of WPFW by reducing this station to some little podcast or some repeater station where we're, you know, pumping in programming from the West Coast and all, and we're not really responding to our audience, our diverse community audience.
Verna, you are completely, entirely wrong on every point almost.
Jerry.
It is a very good thing.
Jerry,
I'm sorry, I have to respond.
Let's let them finish and then we can.
No, you don't. I'm going to let both Jerry and Esther speak before we have the vote. Minerva, please.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. I've listened to everything that was just said, and I have to ask, you asked for a 60-day window. I need to understand, did we come forward with locations? You said you've got realtors. Did you bring any of that information tonight with you so that you can help the board see all of these great spaces that we're talking about is out there in D.C.? We've been talking about the relocation since, I remember, it was in September when it came up that the station needed to look at alternatives. And that's when we got those four locations or whatever it was he presented. But we had a lot of issues going on at that time. So people saw it, but they didn't see it. Then we came into January and it came up again. And now we want to be fully engaged. And what I have to ask is, and this is for Jerry when it gets to be his turn, who has the final say on what we do? You're talking about a document going to the ED and to Pacifica saying that the LSB doesn't support it. But do we have anything other than putting on paper to say that who's going to be paying for this? Is the station paying for it, LSB and membership, or is this a contract or an agreement between Pacifica and this location? What voice do we really have with this? And I heard Jerry at the very beginning say they're not going to renew the lease where we are. I've heard him in previous meetings say that we have to do dual service, meaning some programming going on at K Street while at the same time they're addressing this other location. And along with that, they've already started putting in time, energy, and I would say money into whatever's taking place at this spot. I also heard him say that this may not be our home, but maybe I think it's great that we've got a relocation committee and all the things that the committee's talking about. But can we not use that to begin to plan for the future of the station? I think back in, and it was again, October, November, whatever time frames I brought up, why doesn't WPFW have their own home? Can't we do this by the 50th or whatever it is? I mean, I can see that maybe you don't want to stay at this location for any 10 years, but it's my understanding that we've moved before and had to be in like closet-like spaces, and we may do. I would say before we throw all of this out, I saw someone put in the chat, let's go look at the location and see what these spaces are and what they're offering to the station and where you can have your community meetings and all these other things. I don't have a clear picture of what we're trying to use as our new space or what people are saying that we're not going to have. Live at 5, I know I haven't heard it for the past maybe 3 or 4 years. So, you know, I hear all of this and we talk about it, but can we not even just come to a point to say, if we've got to find a new home, let's deal with this but keep this committee going to find a real home, and then we start working towards that. I don't hear any of that. All I hear is it can't happen. And safety is very important. I agree 100%. No one, I know at 3 or 4 in the morning, I'm not walking out anywhere trying to do anything as a paid person, let alone a volunteer. So I think we have things to address, but I just don't see that we shut down what's moving to, unless we can, tonight, had you brought something and laid on the table for everybody to say, this is a better location over here and this is a deal they're giving us, then I could see that. But we don't have any of that information. We're just here asking for 60 days, and I'll be quiet.
Chair, should I respond to that or?
Yes, specifically, yes. And thank you, Minerva.
Thanks, Minerva. The relocation committee chose the 60 days because the initial contact with the relocation was an email sent on December 13th, 2022, with the four options that you speak about. Subsequent meetings, of which there were two, one attended by the general manager, one not, and a site visit to 1990 by one of the committee members was the only contact with regards to this relocation. It was then sprung, as the relocation committee has identified in our report, that a site was chosen. We determined that there was inadequate discussions with other stakeholders. And at this point, Jerry has made it very clear that he is not interested in having that discussion, that this move has to happen. And so that's why we've resorted to coming to this body to try and give us 60 days to vet the space and attempt to find alternative locations. It's a crisis moment, yes, but it's something I think we can handle. That's why we've asked you for 60 days.
Can I clarify? I will entertain discussion. Absolutely, I will entertain discussion. I cannot shut this body out. Never, ever would. But we're in motion, and this relocation committee is almost foreign to the people who are actually working on the move. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jerry. This sounds like a summary comment as opposed to a specific point. I promise I will come back to you. I just want to get these comments out. And actually, I want to hear from Addie next because I have not heard from her.
All right. So, you know, I mean, I think what I'm about to say, different people have said similar things around the edges, but I really want to condense this to my biggest concern. Well, first of all, the thing that leapt out at me immediately was that it's a 10-year lease going into radically different space than we've ever occupied before and being locked into a 10-year lease at a time that's really economically unstable. It doesn't make any sense. It's really unnecessarily risky. And I had already worked for a nonprofit that thought they were getting a great deal on a 10-year lease. And guess what? You know, it didn't work out that way, in the end. So anyway, that notwithstanding, my greater concern is that the way that the both the size and configuration of this space suggests to me that the, idea and mission and potential for creative growth that we cannot quantify at this time, but probability and possibility is being quashed and changed by the configuration of this tiny space. And I think that is something that really warrants a much more fulsome discussion than being, you know, kind of backed into a lease that is kind of, you know, that is risky. It's risky. And also the copy of the lease agreement we have still doesn't even have the square footage in the text. written in the text. There's, we've extrapolated the square footage from a drawing on, you know, a floor plan drawing. So I think there's, you know, aside from the obvious, it seems to me, blocking of involvement by stakeholders, I remain suspicious that the aim of this, taking this space, is to change the station from what it is into something that, something different, and we don't even know what that is.
Okay, thank you. Ron, and then Eric.
Okay, thank you very much. The committee is asking for 60 days to further vet the property 1640, but also to pursue alternatives. At this juncture, it's reasonable and necessary. With all due respects, if this were such a great deal, why not invite the members of the board to come in and take a look at that for themselves? Now, that has not been done. The board has not been consulted on this. Like I say, you've heard it all. So I think it's appropriate and safe, you know, and safe and necessary to take those 60 days to see what alternatives are out there, if any. And it also gives us the time to address this 10-year lease. As Adele has mentioned, that 10-year lease is a killer, you know? It's a killer. Now, I will say this also, you know, I don't know what the plans are. None of us know what the plans are for programming at the station. I asked about this at a programmers meeting to our acting program director, and the statement was, well, I said, well, how are we going to accommodate the 100 and more, the 100 plus programmers that we have coming into the station to do their shows? And it was said at that time that they didn't believe that the station would be going back to that. Now, we don't know what that means. Does that mean that programmers are going to be cut? Programs are going to be cut? Is there going to be changes in the grid? There are so many questions here that could have easily have been answered months ago. But now we have to ask those questions now, and now we have to resort to this to get those answers. So I hope that this board does grant this committee those 60 days to vet the current property that they're looking at and to vet other potential properties. Because if we don't look, we won't know.
Thank you.
And parking is definitely an issue. You could do a Google search for parking in that area, public parking areas. And it clearly shows that, you know, it's a parking desert in terms of public parking, garages, you know. So asking people to walk 6, 7, 8, 10 blocks, you know, it's, you know, once again, those are some serious issues that have to be considered, and they weren't. And four spaces that we have to pay for, keep that in mind also. We are paying for those spaces. They ain't giving us nothing. Please grant the 60 days so that we can vet this process and hopefully come up with, if we can't come with an alternative, we can come up with, you know, with a better plan for the current space that they're looking at. But something's, you know, we need to vet this process better than what has occurred thus far.
Thank you. Eric.
Thank you, Dennis. I find it deeply troubling that the memo hasn't been circulated, that Live at 5 went off the air years ago. That's that's very troubling, that there are people on this call that don't realize Live at 5 is no longer broadcasting, yet we're being presented with information from them, from experts.
That's not true. Nobody's saying it's not being, that we don't know it's being broadcasted. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Okay. These people who are well knowledgeable about real estate possibilities in the Washington area, none of them are on this call tonight. You know, we're getting secondhand again. I mean, you know, this kind of stuff doesn't fly in a courtroom, for better or worse. But we're being told 60 days will, you know, a 60 day cooling off period. You know, some of us were in what they call remedial math. You know, the 60 day window exceeds June 1st. I'm sorry, June 1st. It's been kind of known for a few weeks. That's the operating deadline we have to close this deal. You know, people have been using the phrase fiduciary responsibility. This is totally irresponsible to pass up this opportunity. People have been saying we don't have a collaborative relationship with senior management. There's not a framework in process to do that. We meet once every 4 weeks, and that's if there's a quorum. You know, we're in a model that came out in 1980, and it's 2023 now, things have changed drastically. It's possible for a station like WPFW to operate in a fraction of the space that's on K Street. I mean, back when the Faith Station started, we were first moving into the era of fax machines. Those are obsolete now. You know, so were cameras that used films. There's a whole different technology in place. To delay and squander this opportunity, 60 days when it will not be available, is not fiduciary responsibility. This is gross negligence. I don't know. We cannot afford to pass this up. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Eric. I'm going to call on Violetta next.
I was wondering if it is proper for me to offer an amendment.
It's always a possibility.
I would like to then.
Go ahead.
Okay. The, everything that was stated in the motion, but I'd like to amend 60 days to May 25th.
I second that if that's the motion.
Yes, that's the motion I'm trying to make. Yep.
I will second. I second it.
What is the procedure on that, Mr. Tatum?
I don't second that. No second on that.
Would you repeat the question?
There has been an amendment to the motion has been offered and seconded. I don't know if that's necessary, but so what is the procedure at this point?
You've got to discuss the amendment and vote it up or down.
Okay. Vote the amendment up or down first, and then we, if that is voted down, then we go back to the original motion.
Yes, and you'll go back to the original motion if it's even voted up, too.
I can have both.
Yeah, but it would be new. The original motion would be new if the amendment is voted up. That's the only difference.
But if the amendment changes the original motion.
If the amendment changes the original motion, you will have debate on the original motion as changed. If the amendment is voted down, then there can be more discussion on the original main motion as it was stated first.
The person stating the motion doesn't have to accept. Does the person stating the original motion have to accept?
No, they do not.
No, no.
The motion belongs to us now.
That is correct. Amendment first.
Violetta, would you like to say a few words about in favor of your amendment?
Yes. All I wanted to say was that I offered the amendment because it seems like more investigation is definitely needed, but I don't think it's a good idea to overcorrect and investigate and knock out the one that's on the table. So I would like us to have full options. And 60 days from what the information I got would take us past June 1st, which would knock us out of any possibility of the festival center. So
okay,
it's only a few days. So that's why yes. I offered.
Are there any other comments specifically on the change from 60 days to May 25?
Chair.
Yes.
Okay. I certainly can't speak for the relocation committee. But what is needed for the relocation committee to move as quickly as possible is to get a copy of from Jerry or Stephanie or whomever, a copy of the contract from the real estate agent that he's using, because we will not use our agent, have listings produced, and then have Jerry's agent get the commission for whatever may or may not happen. We need a copy of that contract like now. So will Jerry commit to that? It would be the first time he would come through, but will he commit to that?
Stop that, Vanessa.
Sorry. If he will he commit to that?
Yes, absolutely.
So when can we get that? You can send it, Dennis, can he send it to you?
Sure.
Okay, when will you send that to Dennis?
Yes, I can.
When?
Let's see. If I can send from here. By tomorrow for sure, but almost immediately I'm at a laptop that I might be able to pull the documentation up from and send it. My challenge was confidentiality. I did not want to send contracts out. I can solve everything for everybody by sending out the contract proposal. I don't want to start a war. We have been through Pacifica Legal and
Jerry,
the executive director. The last email that I got, the last correspondence that I got from Pacifica Legal was the LSB has no role. This is all moot.
That's not true.
According to Pacifica.
I don't care what he said. It's not true.
Vanessa, be quiet.
That comes from a Pacifica attorney.
Whatever.
Man, that is wrong.
That's wrong.
I'm sorry. That's the last correspondence.
I haven't recognized anyone else. No one else should be talking. All right. Jerry said he's going to get it to me. So get it to me by tomorrow.
When? Thank you. By tomorrow?
What, okay, now, I've got a lot of the same familiar hands up. We're not going to keep going back to the same people four times. We have a specific motion to change the time, and I want to hear specifically comments to that specifically and in brief. Verna.
Yeah, I think that, Violetta's motion is a fair one. It gives us an opportunity on the relocation committee, at least a fighting chance to present something viable, which we're convinced we can do. And it makes us realize that we have to work expeditiously. So I'm in favor of that motion. Okay. Thank you, Violetta. For
yes.
That
and thank you, Verna. Okay, Wayne.
Okay, the motion of 30 days is based on that we would lose out on the festival center. There is no guarantee. What proof do we have that we would actually lose out on that contract or lose out on that space? There's no proof that we would lose out on that space. It's just, it would make the move tighter, but it's no proof. That's all I have to say.
You can't prove a negative. You know, if it's simple, you know, that if we're locked in, somebody else may take the space. Simple as that.
We could take it now if we, if
yes,
we.
That's true.
You know, that's true. That's all I'm saying. It could be taken right this second. So
yes.
30, 60 days. That's all I say to that motion. I'm up or down. Keep that in a thought process. People are saying it'll destroy us, but we don't know that. I mean, it's real loose right now. So we don't have any proof of anything. So I would want to carry through with the original motion. Just my piece. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. I'm going to hear from Julie on the amendment, and then I'm going to have a vote on the amendment.
Oh, I was going to call the question on the amendment. So there you okay. go.
There we go. Okay. Ellen, would you please call the roll? The roll is the vote is yes would be to amend the relocation committee's motion to change the deadline to May 25th from 60 days. No would be to stay with 60 days in that motion. Okay, Ellen, go ahead.
Irene? Yes or no? Irene? Is she there?
You're muted, Irene.
Yes, the 30 day. I like the May 25th date.
Okay. Y'all? Y'all? Is he there?
Was he ever here?
For a minute. I'm sorry. Yes, he was. He is not now.
Okay. Thomas?
Yes.
Sarah's not here. Wayne Bruce?
No.
Bill Curtis? Bill, is he there?
Yes, he is.
Bill. Bill, yes or no? Bill, I'll come back to him. Okay, Violetta?
Yes.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Sue? Sue? Is she there?
Yeah, I see her name.
I'll come back to her. Donna?
Yeah.
No.
That was Donna who said no?
Correct.
Thank you. Kamal?
Nope.
Julie?
Yes.
Arthur is not here. Minerva?
Yes.
Minerva? Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Adele?
No.
Patrick?
Yes.
Verna?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Okay. Eric?
Yes.
Did Karen Briggs come? No, oh, that's right. You
no,
said she,
no, she's excused.
Okay. What's that, Eric? Lucy?
Yes.
Is she there?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, I heard you. Thank you. And then Wanda, she's not there?
No.
Okay. All right. Bill Curtis?
Yeah, I'm here. Could you repeat what we vote the motion, please?
We're voting to amend the relocation committee motion to change the deadline from 60 days to May 25th. That we'd be asking Pacifica to hold off until May 25th rather than waiting 60 days to take action. Shorter time frame.
A vote yes.
Okay, Sue? Is she there?
I see her name.
You don't see her?
Sue voted yes.
Where? Where?
I thought she voted yes.
She hasn't spoken.
Is that Sue?
Sue has not spoken. Sue,
was that Ron?
That was Ron. Sue has not spoken.
Okay. So Sue's not there. I think I have everyone except, okay, Dennis.
I'm going to vote yes.
Okay, so the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 no's. Let me make sure.
Four no's
and 13 yeses.
Okay, Violetta's amendment passes, so we are now considering a motion asking calling on Pacifica to refrain from action on the move until May 25th. At this point, I wanted to come to first Esther and then Jerry at no more than, I'll say, no more than 2 minutes each to make your responses to the proposal to the motion from the relocation committee.
Mr. Chair, I just have a point of information.
Yes.
Does this arbitrarily? Are we scheduling a special meeting then to further discuss this at the end of this period or just before this period?
We have not scheduled a special meeting. No. My intention is to go forward and vote on the motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Esther, are you there?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was trying to go on. Okay. I just wanted to respond to some of the misinformation and so this is a 1640, which many of us are familiar with, is been totally renovated from bottom to top. It has a large event space on the first floor that we are able to use more than twice a month, but you know, we can use it. And it also is, there's also a very large multi-purpose room on the same floor that we are on that can be used at our leisure. So it's one of the additional spaces that is a communal space that we can also use. In addition to separate multi-purpose rooms and a separate recording room, actually, that is separate from our space totally. I don't know how the relocation committee figured its space, but those spaces are available to us. And even though they're not in our space, they are certainly in keeping with the idea of Pacifica's stations being a community space for everyone, and we don't have to pay for it in square footage, but we can have access to it. And so I think that's really important. I think Ron and another member who I don't know, I think may have
30 seconds
said that seemed to intimate that I had said something about a change in programming, or that the move to a smaller space indicates a change in programming. And I know that is not something I ever said or meant. And I am a programmer, been a programmer and volunteer for, like I said, 2 decades. And I very much concerned about my safety as a woman and being in different spaces. And I would say that I consider the space a continuation of our mission, because we are not under the tyranny of the dollar and of the budget that everyone's so concerned about, and also under the tyranny of so-called major donors who have actually started to articulate either threats or veiled threats, or as if they have more say over programming and other types of things at the station because they have money. I think it's the opposite for me. And I would just suggest everyone, consider this space. And also I would love to arrange people to come and visit the space and see the whole building, mm-hmm. including the roof terrace that's right across from our space. That's a wonderful space for us to use, and consider the space.
Aye.
Okay.
Yeah. Wind it down. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Esther. Also,
yeah, Jerry.
Jerry here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're on, Jerry.
I think that the programmers will love the space. They will like the space aesthetically. The space works technically. We have a talk studio set up. We have a performance studio that we have access to. We have a gala space. Our issue would be, how do we accommodate traffic for an event that we may have at that building? We would jam Columbia Road up with traffic. The building is an improvement over our location at 1990 K Street, because we were inaccessible, really. This is a community space. Tenants that are there are already listeners, supporters. They listen to the station. Mm-hmm. Statements that parallel ours. And 75% less rent. It's as simple as that. 75% less rent on a monthly basis. That's real. We go from $17,000 a month to less than $5,000 a month. That's a little more responsible to our community, I think, in terms of fiduciary responsibility. I think we're being responsible here. We can run a better operation. I have to have my moment. Give me 30 seconds, bragging rights. From Master Control, where we are right now, you can look out the window onto
30 seconds.
Street downtown. From 1640 Columbia Road, you sit in Master Control, you look out the window over Columbia Road, and you can see 3 miles away our tower, line of sight to our tower. It's almost magical. I'm sorry. This will work if you'll love it.